about communion. Because what has happened, you know, I've got a revelation. Of course, you can say, well, Ray, you should have had this revelation the whole time. And you'd be right. But the revelation I got is, you know, salvation isn't about being saved, not going to hell, but going to heaven. Mm-hmm. Salvation is about getting a Savior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that, you know, trust.
It's all about that relationship. Now we get to have a relationship with God.
Amen.
That we didn't have before.
Yeah.
Before we were dead, we didn't have a relationship.
Right.
We were in our sins. Uh-huh. And now we're alive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
You see, because we now have a relationship mm-hmm. with the giver of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. What does it say about the Holy Spirit in Romans 8? He says he will give life to your mortal bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He will quicken your mortal bodies.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen. Make it alive.
So, but we have communion.
Praise God.
Like you were saying, we're eating and drinking mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
With God. You know, when you want to have, if you really get close to someone, okay, and this is one of the things that, you know, when we have internationals coming over, but you know, Buffett and I have been working with Chinese students and mm-hmm. other students, other people that are, you know, come over here, that what really means something to them is when you bring them into your home and have a meal.
That's it.
And over in the Middle East, over in the Asian countries, that means a lot.
We it does.
You sit down and have a meal with them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's what Jesus was saying. He says, "And I will come into him and eat with him,
uh-huh.
yeah.
and he with me."
Uh-huh. Oh, wow!
My Father and I will come in, and we will eat with
sup with you. Amen.
He with us.
Yeah.
You know? Woo. That's when you have communion.
Yeah.
That's when you really have fellowship together.
Jesus. Okay. Woo. That's so good, Ray.
So when we come into salvation,
yes,
we invite the Holy Spirit in.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit, we have communion with the Holy
Jesus.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Communion Amen. With the Holy Spirit. So I'm still doing a little bit of a study on 2 Peter 1. I want to talk to you a little bit more about this.
I like that chapter.
And again, just to kind of review here, it says,
Is Muffin going to sing today?
Later.
Okay.
Do we have a song before? Yeah, that's what.
We don't have anybody to sing later. Are you going to stay later?
She's going to sing later. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, after the break. Yeah.
Good.
So just to remind you, you know, he says four things. He says, may grace and peace be multiplied to you.
Yeah.
Peter's talking. He says, God has granted, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Mm-hmm.
All things that pertain to life and godliness.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
He's, through the knowledge of him, he has granted to us his precious and very great promises.
Yeah.
Well,
now we've talked about, and you've heard me talk about his precious and very great promises,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just wonderful. What is that? What is the first and greatest great promise?
Holy Spirit.
Mm. Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
Jesus.
Christ in us,
mm-hmm.
seal of our salvation, right?
Yep.
God in us. God has come to visit his people.
Amen.
Amen. That is the greatest promise. But there's other promises, like you can ask anything in my name and it will be done for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to this tree, and go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All these great promises.
Jesus.
He said, and those who believe in me, these signs shall follow.
Amen. Yeah.
Those who believe.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Drink any deadly thing, won't hurt you. Cast out demons in my name. Mm-hmm. Lay your hands on the sick, they'll recover.
Mm-hmm.
All these wonderful promises. And that's just a small sampling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Small sampling. And he says that through these great promises, you may become partakers of the divine nature.
Yep.
Now, what's the divine nature?
The nature of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's the nature of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's exactly it. We become partakers of the divine nature, which is the Holy Spirit. But the nature, you talk about what's the nature of somebody? Well, he's a happy-go-lucky guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just his nature. He's just real talkative. That's just his nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, what's God's nature? Well, here's a few of God's natures.
Love.
Right? The nature of God.
Yeah.
We get partakers of this.
Yeah.
Right? How do we get faith that comes from?
Hearing the word.
Yeah, comes from God, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get faith.
That's good.
Right? Every man's been given a measure of faith.
Yeah.
Right? So we got this. And it says here, after he goes through and talks about these things, faith, knowledge, virtue, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, these qualities, if you have them in you, they're increasing in you,
mm-hmm.
you're not ineffective.
Right.
In the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ineffective, you're not unfruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Okay? He says, if you lack these qualities, then you're blind.
Mm-hmm.
You've forgotten that you were cleansed from your former sins.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Therefore, be diligent
yeah.
to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities,
yeah.
you will never fall.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Through them you're...
Wait a minute, read that again. You'll never what?
You will never fall.
Let me read it again now. Make sure you got that
clear. Let me just say, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities,
mm-hmm.
you will never fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter, you think Peter liked repetition? He kept going over these qualities.
Mm-hmm.
He's not done.
Yeah.
He's not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
He says, for in this way,
mm-hmm.
practicing these qualities, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not enough just to write it several times in his letter. I'm going to always remind you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? To be godly.
Yeah.
To partake of the divine nature.
Yeah.
To take this fruit and make it increase.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I love
some people just say, I just can't control. I don't have no self-control. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got it, but you acknowledge and you don't have it, and you don't
mm-hmm.
operate in it. I hear church people say,
I know. I
see church people doing things that they shouldn't be doing because they say we just can't have it.
I
see church people not being steadfast because they just can't have it.
No, that ain't true.
But you know. If they would confess.
Well, they don't have to have it. God in them is supposed to take it.
That's what I'm saying. If they lean in and rely on their flesh.
Yeah. Right. And their
but
emotions.
Then, with their talk, they say, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Their five senses.
Come on, Mary. Talk to me.
They're lying on their five senses.
Yeah, well, before you said that, though, they don't have it because one.
They don't have it because they're looking to their self, not into God with them doing it.
They're not looking there, are they? They're looking at the Holy Spirit within them.
No.
That's right.
They're not.
You know, one of these things, you know, when you said unfruitful, it kind of clicked something in my head.
Mm.
Okay? Now, if I go and plant a tree, all right, what am I going to do to make sure that tree grows up nice and strong and makes lots of fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Water it.
I'm going to water it.
You're going
to
feed it.
I'm going to fertilize it.
Right?
Yep.
I'm going to dig around it so that killing all the weeds around it, give it a good chance to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But you're not going to put the poison it because it hurts the tree.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Going to put, you know, keep it clean out around there. Going to tend it.
Yeah, you're going to pick the dead fruit off.
Yeah, going to pick off. I'm going to prune.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to prune off the limbs. I'm going to tie it down, make sure the wind doesn't blow it over. Right? I'm going to tend, I'm going to spend time with, I'm going to pay attention to that tree.
Right.
If I want it to be fruitful, I've got to spend time with it. I've got to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to be fruitful in the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
if I want to see these fruits
yeah.
of the Holy Spirit,
uh-huh.
I have to spend time with
uh-huh.
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I have to tend the Holy Spirit within me.
Yeah.
I have to stop doing other things I would rather do and spend time with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And work with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Let the Holy Spirit become big in me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Well, the Holy Spirit, he's not small, is he? I mean, he's not small and big, is he? Mm-hmm. He didn't grow and decrease, does he?
No.
He doesn't go on a diet, does he? He gets smaller. That's not what we're talking about, is it?
No.
What we're talking about is, you know, if you...
He's the sun.
If you
just
look out...
It's got a magnifier.
Ah, there you go. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I was going to use, if you go hunting and you look, you see the game way off, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get that telescope, you bet that game look real big.
Yes. Yeah.
When you first see it, the game looks real small, but when you get that telescope, it looks real big. And so you start walking toward it, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
The closer you get to it, the bigger it gets to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, the game is not increasing,
no.
Right? It's just that you're getting what? Closer to it.
Yeah.
You're getting closer to it.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. You get the Holy Spirit, you get closer to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You spend time with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Where you come?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shakatania.
You study the Word,
uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You get in the Word. You listen, you say, Holy Spirit, I'm not understanding. Help me understand this, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's like you were talking about, Mary. You're excited about the revival, the outpouring that God's going to give us. She's excited.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking to the Holy Spirit about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Holy Spirit's listening to her, and they're growing closer together.
Yes. Yeah.
You see? You're having communion together.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see? She is making the Holy Spirit larger in her life.
Yeah.
Yes.
A larger part of her life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right? That's what we do. We want to make the Holy Spirit a larger part of our lives.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And when we do that, we're having some communion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Let's eat often with the Holy Spirit. I'm not just talking, you know, grape juice and a wafer. I'm saying, let's eat often with the Holy Spirit, the spiritual food.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual food. Right?
Yeah.
Because it says, you know, in Hebrews, it says that the children of Israel ate that spiritual food.
Yeah.
In the wilderness.
Yeah.
Well, was he talking about manna? Or was he talking about spiritual food? You see?
Mm-hmm.
They saw God. They saw the pillar of fire. They saw the pillar of cloud by night. You see, I mean, the pillar of fire at night, the cloud during the day.
Yeah.
They were in the presence of God.
Yeah.
They were in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the bread they ate wasn't just no ordinary. He said that was that bread that came down from heaven.
That's right.
It represented him.
Exactly.
That bread that they was eating was representing him.
Exactly. Come on.
He said, I'm that bread that came down
from
heaven on you, that you ate in the wilderness.
Communion.
Exactly.
And they ate that bread and some of them hungered and grumbled.
That's right.
Oh, my God. And they didn't have a good.
Wasn't that a miracle?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, you know.
In the desert.
In the desert.
You're talking about just in the desert. Where things just don't grow. You just don't have, you know. Mm-hmm. In the desert.
Yeah.
So that communion together, mm-hmm. All right, we focus on that communion with the Holy Spirit, and that fruit can begin to grow.
Jesus.
And increase. And fruit can, we prune off what would take our attention away from the Holy Spirit.
Good. That's good.
We prune it off, you
that's
see. And then we focus on those things that will help us focus on the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit begins to well up within us. Okay?
Thank you, Lord.
We see these fruits begin to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying, Mary. Well, I just can't do this. I can't do, you know, I just can't be self-controlled. I can't. Well, start feeding the Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Start just start having a meal with the Spirit more often, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So, anyway, I wanted to touch on that because this is what Peter's saying. Do this.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on this.
Yeah.
Focus
Thank
on
you.
This.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I'm going to stir you up. And he says in verse 14, I know that The putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. Well, did he do it?
Yeah,
we got it. We got his word in the Bible, don't we?
Yeah. 2,000 years.
And at any time, we got our phone. We can we can look and read the Bible and see what he says, and we can
Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
He said, I will endeavor that you will be able to recall these things. You'll be able to call them because they just repeated them so much in your mind.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. It goes on now, and in verses 16 through 21 of 2 Peter 1, he's getting set up for the next chapter. Mm-hmm. All right, what he says here is really getting set up for the next chapter, what he wants to say in the next chapter.
Yeah.
He says, look, these qualities are important. This is the important thing. This is what we've just gone over is really the heart of what he's trying to tell them.
Yeah.
Okay? Now he's saying, look, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay? I know what I'm talking about. He says, I didn't follow some well-put-together story tale, fairy tale.
Yeah. Right.
You know? I didn't make something up. It's not fiction.
No.
When I made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's verse 16. Mm-hmm. Okay? 2 Peter 1, verse 16. He said, we were there.
Yeah.
We saw. And now he's talking about a pretty interesting thing. He was talking about something that only Peter, James, and John saw.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He starts talking about this. He says, look, we know what we're talking about. Verse 17, for when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven.
Yes, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
For we were with him on the holy mount.
Yes, they were. They saw it.
Yeah.
They went up on the mount, what we call the Mount Transfiguration, right? Mm-hmm. They saw Jesus, and they saw him talking to two people.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognized who they were.
Moses and Elijah.
There you go. There you go, Mary.
Amen.
Moses and Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter gets an idea in his mind, wow, Jesus is equal to Moses and Elijah. They come and talk to him. Wow, he's pretty special. Hey, guys, we'll build some shade for you and Moses and Elijah. And what happened? That's when they heard the voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
Listen to him. Whatever he says goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is my Son.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he says in Hebrews 1:1, in the past, we heard through prophets. What happened? Right?
Come on now.
But now.
All right now. Come
on.
We
heard from his Son.
Yeah.
Jesus.
God's own Son.
Jesus.
And we ought to pay special attention to what he says.
Hallelujah.
Right? So that's what he's saying here. He said, look here. This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. We heard this.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is at the top of the heap.
Mm-hmm.
He's not somewhere in the middle. He's not equal to he's at the top of the heap.
Yeah.
He's the one to listen to. Mm-hmm. All right?
Amen.
So he says, and we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed. Okay, now, he says, we've got the word. We've got the prophecy. Okay? Listen to us.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Listen to us. We've got the prophecy. We were there. We were eyewitnesses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can listen to us.
Yes.
We're not making this up. This really happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, to which you would do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart.
Revelation.
Listen to this word because it'll be to you.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my
That's
way.
Right.
Gonna the dark clouds that had me blind.
Come on now.
Gonna be a bright.
Yeah.
A shiny day.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Look ahead. There's nothing but clear sky.
Uh-huh.
Look behind me. There's nothing but blue sky. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can just hear the guy singing that song. He said, man, he is really happy. He's seen the light.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
This is what Hank Williams. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Right? We
yeah.
sing songs about it. This is important. This is big.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. I saw the light. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So we see that we're in darkness, and then suddenly, boom, wow. I got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So, he says, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation.
Nope.
For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man,
mm-hmm.
but men spoke from God as they were carried along Jesus. By the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
What have I been talking about?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He talks to us, right? Mm-hmm. These men that heard the Holy Spirit, they focused on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They focused on the Holy Spirit. They didn't get involved in a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They focused on the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yeah.
So we need to focus. I need to focus. Don't put it up. I need to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused on the Holy Spirit. Don't get all distracted.
Right.
Amen. Uh-huh. So we stay focused on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can do a mighty work within us.
Yeah. Yeah.
A mighty work within us.
A mighty work.
Now, we're talking about we want this great outpouring from God, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want this revival to come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're looking for this great outpouring from God. And I tell you, if we want a great outpouring from God, we make God bigger
mm-hmm.
in our lives.
Yeah.
Cool.
We make God bigger in our lives.
Yeah.
These holy men that spoke, the Holy Spirit, and made God bigger.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
okay.
Brother. That's it.
That's it. That's it. So we're going to stop there and move on. Stay on time here. God's good, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We can rejoice. We have seen the light.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody got anything to say before we
oh,
pray?
Oh, no, we got to close out.
Okay, all right.
I'm all...
Brother Dave, would you pray for us? Well,
I'm going to say this before
yeah.
we pray. I've heard the minister say this week that the first person in Scripture we ever see praying over food is the Lord Jesus himself.
Wow.
The reason that he did it is to show mankind how big a miracle he truly is. Feed man.
That's mm-hmm. good.
Think about it. The Lord, what we have 7 billion people now. That's a mighty big God.
That's yeah. a mighty God. That had to feed. That means, you know,
he is a miracle God.
And what's mm-hmm. so mighty about it? He planned it before the time was even started there. He knew how many grains of sand, how many grains of wheat, how many beef. You know, he knew everything.
Amen. That's good.
Before he even started creating it.
Before you pray, David, I just want to say,
thank you.
I went to Ann's birthday party Friday night, and it was fit for a queen. I mean,
amen.
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 I just never seen two colors that brought together so perfectly. But it had Ann's signature all over it. I mean, I was sitting at the table with some girls, VCF girls,
uh-huh.
and one guy. And I told him, I said, Ann's signature is all over this. This is who she is.
Uh-huh.
Just spirit of excellence. Everything. It was just all the goodness.
Mm.
I mean,
mm.
it was just really nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful view. Mm. It, just a little taste of heaven. It, you know, she's definitely one of God's.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for who you are.
Yes.
You are the God of the miraculous.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for taking real good care of us and needing every need. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, David, what you said was so true. Y'all go and get your...